I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living, interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hey everyone, this is Tyler calling from Ontario. I used to call into the show about a year ago, back when I used to be out on my bike listening to your show a lot. And I haven't really been able to call in that much recently, but this is a story I wanted to share because something paranormal happened to me a few months ago. And I'm not sure if I called in about this. I'm pretty sure I called in about something a few months ago, because, you know, sometimes stuff is happening, I'll call in and let you guys know. But I'm really sorry if I already called in about this, but I don't remember. So I just wanted to talk about this while I had some free time to do that right now. So this story isn't really paranormal. It is, but at the same time, it's a different type of paranormal experience than what you're used to. You know, usually people hear something, they see something, but this one was a lot more psychological based. And I say that because it actually took place in a dream, and it all focused around a really bad situation that I was in. I was in this really, really toxic situation with somebody that I had been talking to at the time. This was back in April, and, you know, I had the sense that it was going to end between me and that person, and I just, you know, kept getting this gut feeling, and I kept trying to deny it. And the night before it all fell apart, I had a dream where a woman, and I can't even really describe where I was, because it was just like, you know, in a dream when you try and remember where you were, but it's kind of a blur. I do remember being in a bunch of clouds, this really hazy place, and this woman told me, it's time to leave, you have to go. And I thought at the time that they were telling me to get out of wherever I was in the dream, right? I had no idea that later on this would have a huge connection to my real life situation, where I was in this really toxic situation with this person. So the day after I had this dream, it all fell apart. You know, they went on about how they didn't want me around anymore and all that. And obviously I was sad, but then it hit me that the dream I had the night before was not just a dream. It was more than that, because sometimes, I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but sometimes if I'm trying to remember a dream, some of the details will come to me, you know, a day or two later. I'll be able to clearly make out what I saw in the dream, sometimes a little bit later on. And it's really rare that that happens for me. Usually I'm able to make it out right away, and then it fades over time in terms of what I saw in a dream. So that was really interesting that things were coming to me, you know, a couple days after I had the dream. And I was able to make out that it was my grandmother in that dream. And you're going to wonder, you know, how do I know this? But it just hit me. It's like in that moment, it just hit me that that's who I saw in the dream. Because I don't know how to explain it. That's who I saw. And yeah, and even trying to explain this, I know it sounds kind of confusing, but I think it was my guardian angel, because there have been so many times that I've seen her walking around my house, not literally walking around, but sometimes if I go into my parents' room, you know, I'll see a woman, and I just assume that it's my grandmother, whether it's a silhouette or just the presence of someone there, you can just tell. And I remember one time when I was younger, I saw a woman in there, and I described who it was to my parents, and they said that that was my grandmother. So I really do believe that she's my guardian angel. And I think in this situation, it was her way of telling me that, you know, everything's going to be okay. And yeah, I mean, it was just a weird situation for sure to have this dream and then have that actually fall apart the day after. I thought it was just a dream, but I guess it was something more. Thanks for listening. I'm sorry if this story was a little bit short or a little bit not really that well told, but I just had the time to call in, and I wanted to tell you guys about this and see what you have to say. I look forward to hearing it. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.